I think that it pleases God when we are obedient to Him. It pleases God when we have faith in Him. But the Bible said there was something that pleased God that is astounding to me. It's found in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10, speaking of the Messiah, God's Son, Jesus Christ. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. He has put Him to grief. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. You see, God was pleased when Jesus suffered on the cross. How could that be? I'm sure he didn't want his son to suffer like that. I know that God was angry with those who hurt Jesus so terribly and who killed him. And the whole earth rebelled against the idea that the Son of God would be crucified, and there were earthquakes and storms. But it pleased God to see Jesus suffer. It pleased him because now there was a way that you and I could be justified before God, that we could have our sins forgiven, that the punishment that we deserved was satisfied, and it was on his very own son, his very own person, because he loves us that much and cares for us and feels responsibility for our souls because he created us in his own image. Oh, friend, walk with that today. Know that God loves you. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for loving me that much that it would please you to see Jesus suffer upon the cross because it made a way for me to be saved. I just don't know how to say anything else, Lord. All I can say is thank you and amen.